Under the accord, the U.S. has committed to paying into a fund to help developing countries reduce emissions. President Trump doesn't like that. He also claims the accord will cost energy and manufacturing jobs. At a press conference in Miami Friday, Governor Rick Scott said he thinks the president is following through on a campaign promise.
I think what he's focused on is jobs in this country. I think that the Paris Accord clearly was not focused on American jobs.
But Florida's senior U.S. Senator, Bill Nelson, says withdrawing from the climate accord may not be in the country's best economic interest.
We were building a sustainable energy industry here in the United States where we would start building, for example, the solar panels and the wind turbines instead of having to import those from China.
Nelson says pulling out of the accord will cost the U.S., quote, billions and billions of dollars and thousands of jobs. It will take until after the 2020 presidential election for the withdrawal process to be complete. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.